Hi there, this is Steve Nakamoto, the author of Dating Rocks, the 21 Smartest Moves Women Make for Love. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this condensed program. During the next hour or so, I hope to give you a sample of my Writer's Digest award-winning relationship book, Dating Rocks. With the complete information that is found in the book itself, a smart woman will never again let a man control her love life. She'll be the one in charge, and wisely so, because she'll know how to guide a promising relationship in the proper direction of wisdom, truth, peace, joy, and true love. If that sounds good to you, let's move on to some important background information right now. Here are some questions that need to be answered right from the beginning. First one is, why did I write this book? See, I had a lot of new ideas from being the iVillage Mr. Answer Man, where I saw the same issues come up time and again. So I wanted to write a new book that was separate from my previous book, which was called Men Are Like Fish, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Catching a Man, and the Metaphor of Fishing for Love. And so this new book would be more of a step-by-step approach to love, as opposed to changing one's perception, as I was doing with this fishing metaphor. And I also wanted to write a book that had nothing to do with fishing, because a lot of women just didn't get the fishing metaphor. I also wrote this book in response to the best-selling book, He's Just Not That Into You. I wanted a more positive and proactive approach for women, where they aren't letting men control their love life, as the other book suggests. The second question is, how did I come up with the title Dating Rocks? I was going to title the book When Dating Sucks and When Dating Rocks, but I found that if I just use two words, like Dating Rocks, it's usually more powerful than using six words in making a cover design. So my cover designer has suggested I just do Dating Rocks with an exclamation point. But also, there were already two books that had the title Dating Sucks, and these were from women who are very angry at men. But also as an author, I didn't want to be forever associated with the word sucks, which to many is a very negative type of word. Also, some of my close female advisors were strongly against my use of the word sucks, particularly in the book title. Third question is, why did I come up with the subtitle of The 21 Smartest Moves Women Make for Love? The idea of smartest moves came about because I am a subscriber to Money Magazine, which uses article headings like 5 Smart Moves in Today's Stock Market or 5 Smart Moves a Real Estate Investor Can Make in Today's Turbulent Market. I also think of smart moves like in the game of chess. You win the game of chess by making smart moves, and you lose the game by making a couple of dumb moves. So the master strategy is to make nothing but smart moves. I also wrote it for women because I'm more used to sharing a man's perspective to women than I am to men. It's just what I do every day for iVillage.com, the world's largest women's online community, as their Ask Mr. Answer Man relationship expert. Okay, so that should be enough background information for the time being. Let's move on right now to the first smart move women make for love.